this is Luke from Born Ruffians, and you're listening to the Earshot.
And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Inman, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. Our charts come from that wonderful website, and these are for the week ending April 30th, 2013. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
Yeah, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. And when you go to the website, you can find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 over the 2 hours of the program. And we're about to go into the top 10 albums of the week. As well, you can also find some regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 odd Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. And other published charts include weekly genre reports such as electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features, which include interviews, reviews, and loads more.
All right, and if you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, that's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to get in contact with us, and if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can get in contact with us, and we will throw one of your tracks on and even give you an interview, give you lots of exposure on this show. And that could be an upcoming album release or you're on tour, whatever it is, we want to talk to you and throw you into the mix of the countdown. And we had the opportunity to do that in the first hour. If you missed it, A.A. Wallace from Halifax, Nova Scotia, joined us to talk about his new album that is coming out. And we also had the Entertainment 411 in the first hour. Thank you to Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. Coming up in this hour of the program, you're going to get the top 10 plus my interview with Luke Lalonde from the Born Ruffians. It was good to talk to him, get a little bit of insight into their album, their newest release, and what's going on with their band. So you'll hear that in a little bit. But first, I think it's about time that we start the countdown, and Brian will let you know what's coming in at number 10.
All right, you're going to hear Appalachian Mountain Station by The Bicycles. This week at number 10 is their new album, Stop Thinking So Much. That's falling from number 4. From number 5 to number 9 is Shotgun Jimmy, Everything, Everything. And you're going to hear a track called Proud Champions. And we're going to hear another track from Colin Stetson, because he's at number 8 this week, up from 27 for the first time on the program. New History Warfare Volume 3 to See More Light. And you're going to hear a track called What Are They Doing in Heaven Today?
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10. Appalachian Mountain Station. listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
There's some whose hearts were burdened with care. And they paid for a moment to fight in tears, but they clung to the cross with a trembling fear. What are they doing there now? There's some whose bodies were full of disease. Physicians and doctors couldn't give them a cheese. And they suffered till death brought a final release. What are they doing there now? What are they doing in heaven today? Sin and sorrow all the way. Peace is bound like a river, they say. But what are they doing there now?
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was What Are They Doing in Heaven Today by Colin Stetson from his new record, New History Warfare, Volume 3, To See More Light, at number 8, up from 27. At number 9, down from 5, before that was Shotgun Jimmy from Everything You Heard, Proud Champions. And starting off that set and the hour was Appalachian Mountain Station by The Bicycles from their new record, Stop Thinking So Much, at number 10, down from 4.
All right, it is that time of the program where we like to enlighten you a bit as to some of the albums debuting on the charts that aren't in our program but could creep their way up. We call this Lowdown, and Brian's going to let you know what some of the debuts are.
All right, debuting at number 49 is the debut record from Dublin five-piece Little Green Cars, which is to be released on May 13th, and that's called Absolute Zero. At number 48 is Sound City Reel to Reel, which is the official soundtrack to Dave Grohl's new documentary of the same name about the Los Angeles recording studio Sound City Studios. At number 46 is Michael Feuerstack and the first album after dropping the long-running Snail House moniker in favor of his real name is released next week, and that's called Tambourine Deathbed. At number 45 is Iron and Wine, and the fifth full-length record from American folk rocker Samuel Beam is entitled Ghost on Ghost. Debuting at number 44 is the second album of electronic-tinged reggae and dancehall from the collaborative music project of record producer Diplo, and that's called Major Lazer. It features Wyclef Jean, Shaggy, Vampire Weekend, and more as guests, and the record is called Free the Universe. At number 37 is Depeche Mode. The English synth veterans celebrate their 33rd anniversary with their 13th album, which is called Delta Machine. Debuting at number 34 is French synth pop band Phoenix, who releases album number 5, Bankrupt, their first in 4 years. At number 28, Oklahoma-based experimental rockers, The Flame Lips, release album number 13 called The Terror. At number 26, A.A. Wallace debuts, and the former frontman of Halifax indie rock band Sleeping Nice releases his debut album of electronic music through Acadian Embassy. That's called Disambiguation. At number 25 is No Joy, and the Montreal Shoegazers and Noise Pop Crew release their second album called Wait to Pleasure. And debuting finally at number 21 is Groinland, and the debut record from the Montreal-based electro-orchestral group is called The Chase.
All right, thanks, Brian. And of course, my now new segment called Name Pick of the Week. I am going with Diplo. Love that name of that producer. That was awesome. What do you think? I wish I had a cool nickname like that. I don't know. Tony Baloney just doesn't cut it.
Tone Styles with a Z.
Ooh.
Like no, that's not a good. No, it's not good. Don't like that.
I don't know. I think it could catch on. All right.
Freezies.
Threezies? Okay. I love freezies. Freezies for this threezies. All right. We're going to move on now to some more music. And when we come back very, very soon, you're going to hear that interview as promised with Luke Lalonde from The Born Ruffian. So stay tuned for that. But first, a couple tracks to bring your way.
All right, here is Moving Fast by We Are Wolves. This week, they're at number 7, up from 16, their latest album, L'Amour Pop Club. And then you're going to hear at number 6, up from 25, new the program this week, Young Galaxy. And from the album Ultramarine, you're going to hear Fall For You.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7.
Crashing into you.
Earshot 20.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Fall For You by Young Galaxy from their new album Ultramarine. And that is at number 6 up from 25. And starting off that set at number 7 was We Are Wolves. And from the album L'Amour Pop Club up from 16, you heard Moving Fast.
If you're just tuning in, this is the National Countdown Show for earshot-online.com. We take the top 20 albums every week and count them down from the national top 50. If you don't know that site, you haven't been there, go check it out. It's pretty cool. And I'm Anthony Emmon, joined by Brian Cleveland. We're getting into it now. We're almost to the number one. And I am actually, and I mean this in no way to be to sound like it's condescending towards the band, because I think it's great to be able to stick around, but I'm actually quite surprised that our number one has stuck around for, it has to be at least 5 weeks, if not more now, for the last several weeks they've been in the number one spot.
Yeah, there's been some strong challengers that I thought might overtake them. Shotgun Jimmy was pretty high up there at one point, as was We Are Wolves, who, like, they've all, like, got up to number two, but Soons is sitting still. But Bezrin Lake's now sitting still at number two, and for the second week running, so we'll see if they maybe overtake that spot. I'm sure there's some other records that are going to be really popular there. The Born Ruffians record, Young Galaxy and Colin Stetson will probably get higher, so we'll see what happens. Hooded Fang too, debuting this week at number 11. So we're getting into the summer and there's some really awesome Canadian tunes out there.
There's going to be, there could be some change, so we'll watch for that. But I am very impressed. All right, we'll move on now and bring you another track. And then coming up, you're going to get my interview with Luke Lalonde from The Born Ruffian. So stick around for that.
All right, you're going to hear Wrap Your Arms Around Me by The Knife at number 5, jumping 2 spots. That's from their latest record, Shaking the Habitual.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5. We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20, and Luke Lalonde is the lead singer of the four-piece Ontario-based Born Ruffians. They've recently released their third full-length album titled Birthmarks, and Luke joins us on the phone to chat about the record. Luke, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks for having me.
I know prior to this release, you were kind of working on some solo work. Did the break help you prepare for this album?
Yeah, for sure. It was just like a lot of writing in general, and some of the songs went towards my solo thing and some of them went towards the Ruffians record. And so yeah, I mean, just like time and preparation and writing as much as possible, I guess, in that downtime.
And the record is 12 tracks, this new one that you guys have put out. And do you do most of the writing or is it a collaborative effort?
Yeah, I mean, like I write a bunch of songs and then we work on most of them together. Like we rented a farmhouse for a couple months. In 2011, we rented it for like the springtime and the fall as well. And yeah, we'd get together and kind of just like sleep there and set up and just play and work on stuff. And some songs would be like fully done, I guess, and we just kind of learn them. And other ones we would sort of jam a bit and work the song out together in a room.
And I had read on part of the part of your biography for the Born Ruffians that some inspiration for this album came from that farmhouse. Is there a story behind the farmhouse in rural Ontario?
Yeah, well, I mean, we just wanted to get back together to the living together, basically, which we used to live together when we first moved to Toronto from Midland, and that's the way we wrote the first record, Red, Yellow, and Blue, and then we all kind of moved out into separate places with girls or whatever, and the second record was written in rehearsal spaces and stuff, and it was just really important to me to get back to living together, or to create some kind of atmosphere where it felt like we were all in the same place and able to work on songs whenever we wanted to, and also just because there was a bunch of songs that I had up to that point that we needed to kind of work out. So yeah, we found this place, just kind of locked out in Stratford, Ontario, and went in kind of into isolation a little bit, like there was nothing around us really, so we could play it as late as we wanted to, and yeah, it was great. Really beautiful springtime and nice weather, just hanging out, having bonfires and, you know.
So now you're in the midst of a pretty extensive tour. How are things going for you and the band on that front?
Good. So far, so good. The shows have been great. Yeah, we're about 2 weeks into it now, I guess. Almost 2 weeks into it.
And have you found that the record has been pretty well received among the masses, I guess, and the fans that are coming out for the shows?
Yeah, it seems that way. It seems to be going well.
Awesome. So when things start to settle down, what do you envision will be next for the Born Ruffians?
I don't know. I guess I'll just start to write again or continue writing. I guess I have like a lot of songs again that are piling up, so I'd like to just start demoing again and seeing what kind of stuff's coming out. And yeah, I don't know. I want to start some other projects and like just keep going with music, basically. So whenever there's some downtime, hopefully in the summertime, hopefully some Born Ruffian stuff comes out of that.
All right, Luke, best of luck, and thanks very much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you.
And at number 4 this week, down from number 3 last week, it's the Born Ruffians on the Earshot 20.
Number 4. Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Golden Promises from Born Ruffians this week at number 4, falling just one spot. And rising two spots to number 5 was The Knife. And from the album Shaking the Habitual, you heard Wrap Your Arms Around Me.
And thanks very much to Luke Lalonde from The Born Ruffians for talking to us this week. It was really great to chat with him, and best of luck to them on their album. Now we're just about done the program. 3 more tracks to bring you before we close out this hour, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up.
All right, at number 3, all the way up from number 11 is The Burning Hell, and from the album People, you're going to hear Holiday Makers. And the top 2 are sitting still this week, The Besnard Lakes, Until In Excess Imperceptible UFO, you're going to hear a track called At Midnight. And at number 1 is Soons, you're going to hear a track called Minor Work from their album Homage to Future.
Stay tuned, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 3.
The last day of the summer vacation, we stopped in at the gas station. We walked along the train tracks. We didn't think about going back. We drank watery coffee with cream, the kind that comes in those little plastic things. I was wearing the wrong shoes that day. They were giving me blisters, but I didn't complain. Your hair smelled like the cheap shampoo from the single-use bottles in the motel room. Despite the heat, I felt my spine shiver when we came to the place where the tracks cross the river. I said, this looks a lot to me like the train bridge scene in Stand By Me. He laughed, but then we saw the train, and as we started running, I heard you saying, I love the heat of the sun on my shoulders. I love the calm of the river below. I love the spots in the corners of my eyes when I stare into the light. I love the sound of a train going slow. Diamonds and 10 times as bright. We held hands as we walked towards the source. You asked if I was frightened, I said, yeah, of course. Soon we came to a revolving door, just like the kind you find in department stores. A shapeless being made of silver and glass said, entrance only, any questions please ask. You said, I know we're dead, but we'd love to go back. He laughed, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that. And I've been giving more second chances than I ought to be given. Tell me what's so great about life that you wanna keep living. And you said, I love the heat of the sun on my shoulders. I love the cold of the river below. I love the spots in the corners of my eyes as I stare into the light. I love the sound of a train going slow.
Thank you.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Oh,
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number one.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Minor Work by Soon. Sitting still at number one this week is Image de Future. Sitting still at number two is the Besnard Lakes, Until in Excess, Imperceptible UFO, and you hear a track called At Midnight. And starting at that set was Holiday Makers by The Burning Hell. Their newest album is called People, and it's at number three all the way up from number 11.
And that does it for us for another week. Next week, we'll be back with a brand new countdown, and who knows, might be a new number one. We don't know yet, but we will know next Tuesday when the charts come out. Remember, if you've missed any part of the program, radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net, and you can search the program Earshot 20, also podcastable through iTunes. Just search the title, Earshot 20, and we post a link to the Radio 4 All website on our Facebook page, so check that out, facebook.com/earshot20. Also, a big thanks to all of our partner stations who are carrying the program throughout campus and community radio. We really appreciate that. And you can listen live every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. at Local 107.3 FM. That's localfm.ca online or 107.3 FM on the FM dial in St. John, New Brunswick. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for more great campus and community radio programming. It's on the way. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.